Welcome to your Friday Fire. Every single Friday, I'm going to be dropping a 5 to 15 minute riff to literally light the fire under your booty hole because I have had so many conversations with you, and I'll share things on my Instagram story, and people are like, oh, I'm so lit up by this. And this is just going to be a 15 minute riff every single Friday on the podcast where you can plug in and I'm going to give it to you straight. We're going to be maybe a spicy Miss Ma'am. I'm not going to speak about strategy, but I'm going to speak to the depths of your soul and I'm going to lovingly, Miss Ma'am, wake you back the fuck up to who you are. Because right now, you are staying a little comfy cozy. Right now, you've probably met an edge in your business. You've probably met a level of comfort, whether that's with content or whether that is with your TikTok videos or the way that you're launching. And while everything in business feels like it's good, it's going well, you're selling, you're posting the content, there is an edge that you have met where you can choose to be the woman that leans in to a little bit of that discomfort that you're feeling right now. You can choose to be the woman that says, you know what? This feels a little uncomfortable. This feels like resistance. This feels like growth. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to choose to grow. I'm going to choose to step it the fuck up. I'm going to choose to understand that this edge that I've met is me coming up against being the same woman or choosing to be who I know I'm meant to be. And this can show up in so many different ways with your content. Maybe you've really called in speaking to a higher level client right now, but you're staying comfy cozy and speaking to the same type of client that you no longer desire to serve anymore. Maybe you're going into a launch, and while you can go through the traditional launches, I was literally having a conversation with some of you guys in the DMs today about this. You could go through the traditional way, or you could listen to that nudge that says, I'm not here to do status quo. I'm not here to do what everybody else is doing. I'm not here to do the quote unquote, the traditional. I'm here to fuck shit up. And I want you to lean into this even more. I want any time that I've seen an up level in my business, it's come from these moments. It's come, and I always love using the reference of going to the gym. When you are at the gym and you are doing your squats or you are doing whatever deadlifts and you're holding the dumbbells, you can stand there and say, you know what, this feels heavy. I'm going to put the weight down. Or you can say, you know what, this feels heavy and I'm going to go again. And I'm going to maybe pick up heavier dumbbells and see how much I can stretch myself and see how much stronger I can get. And it's this concept of if today you feel like you're coming up against yourself, one, welcome to entrepreneurship, Miss Ma'am. We're here for the ride. This is part of it. But if you are coming up against yourself, maybe your mind's starting to go like, ooh, can I do this? Or, ooh, this feels uncomfortable. Like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing today. If that is coming up, you've met your edge. And you can lean in and you can say, I'm going to go again. I'm going to figure this out. I have my own back. This is where growth happens. Or I can be the woman that says, you know what? This feels uncomfortable. I'm going to back off, foot off the gas, and let me just start again Monday, start again next week. And you didn't come here to take your foot off the gas. You didn't come here to say, oh, this feels uncomfortable. Let me slow down. Let me pump the brakes. You came here, and I keep saying this, you came here to fuck shit up in like the best way possible. I want you to remember what you came here to do. I want you to remember who you came here to serve. I want you to remember that there are women in your audience on TikTok, people that haven't even found you yet, that need your story, that need your uniqueness, that need your genius. And she's never going to find it if every time you meet an edge, you slow down. And you're never going to truly step into what you came here to do if every time you meet an edge, you take your foot off the gas. There have been so many times, and I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday. She was driving me back down to Toronto, and she was saying, like, you know, like you're always so with your work. You're always so in it. Like there's nothing that really can like slow you down. And I said, and I've had so many people say, like, don't you get tired? And I'm like, Miss Ma'am, we're running on passion. We're running on the fuel that drives me every single day isn't money. And it's not money for you because you've made money. You've made fuck you money. And you're like, this is great, but there's something deeper here. There's something bigger that I'm creating. And maybe when you're creating an offer, you're looking at this offer and you're like, this could be so much bigger than what I think it could be. But then you stay in the box of the online space of do a traditional masterclass and launch it this way and da 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 da. You came here to break out of the box. You got into entrepreneurship because you don't follow the rules. You got into entrepreneurship because you don't fit the mold. You got into entrepreneurship to be a leader. So lead, lean in. And when you feel like you're meeting your edge, jump. I want you to ask yourself, Are you all in on everything that you were doing in your business? Are you all in on yourself? Are you all in on your community? Or are you only all in when it feels convenient? Are you only all in when it feels comfortable? Are you only all in foot on the gas when everything's going well? Because the moments that everything has changed for me, the moments I have grown, have not come from when it feels amazing and high vibe. It's come from the decision where I'm like, this feels uncomfortable. I've met my edge. There's resistance. I'm coming up against myself, and I can choose to be the person that picks up the heavier dumbbells and goes again and builds the strength, or I can choose to be the woman that puts the dumbbells down, calls it quits, go home, and say, I'll start again on Monday. And I want you to ask yourself, how are you leading yourself today? Which woman are you choosing to be? Because correct me if I'm wrong, you know what it's like to lift the heavier dumbbells and say, I'm going to put them down and start again Monday. You already know what that looks like. Why don't you try leaning in? Why don't you try meeting your edge? Why don't you get to the edge of the cliff of your comfort zone and decide to jump and develop your wings on the way down to go wings wide open? So, the biggest problems that you may be coming up against in your business right now, whether that is content, whether that is messaging, whether that is launching, whether that is staying power, do you have the staying power to keep going, to keep leading? When this becomes something more than just how much money you make, when this becomes so much more than how many humans can I push into a program, your staying power will take you places that you don't even comprehend. So I want you to ask yourself today, which woman am I choosing to be? And you know what it looks like to not have the staying power. You know what it looks like to meet your edge and pull back. And I want you to explore the side of you that meets your edge and jumps in.
Ages,